Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 14, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Maxim Group initiates coverage of Brand Engagement Network, NASDAQ, BNI, with buy rating, sets over 100% higher price target. Maxim Group recently initiated research coverage of Brand Engagement Network, NASDAQ BNAI, a provider of conversational GenAI technology that offers human-like avatars for enhanced consumer experiences. Analyst Jack Vander Aarde sees BEN as a leader in personalized AI experiences with significant market opportunities in the automotive and healthcare industries. BEN recently signed a lucrative partnership with Automotive Financial Group, potentially generating $45 million in annual revenue. In healthcare, BEN achieved HIPAA compliance and entered into three pilot programs, projecting $1 million in annual contract value. Maxim Group set a price target of $6 for BEN's stock, citing strong growth potential and positive adjusted EBITDA by 2027. However, the report notes that BEN is a pre-revenue company carrying a speculative risk profile. For more information, visit benzinga.com.
ATFX launches Client Funds Insurance. ATFX has launched the ATFX Client Funds Insurance, providing clients with up to $1,000 in coverage per claimant. This insurance policy underscores ATFX's dedication to safeguarding client assets and ensuring a secure trading environment. Partnering with Lloyd's of London, a renowned insurance market, ATFX offers clients an additional layer of protection for their funds. With a commitment to fund security, ATFX aims to enhance client confidence and deliver exceptional trading experiences. Chairman Joe Lee emphasizes the company's focus on customer satisfaction and innovative technology, making the ATFX Client Funds Insurance a significant milestone in providing secure and reliable trading solutions.
How AI is revolutionizing supply chains. Julian Harris, CEO and founder of RoboBAI, discusses how AI is revolutionizing supply chains. RoboBAI's AI-powered software provides 360-degree visibility of spend and payments data, helping companies optimize spending. The platform also helps buyers and suppliers identify mutually beneficial payment options, accelerating payments, and improving liquidity. Additionally, RoboBAI streamlines compliance data and automates risk checks, allowing companies to flag potential breaches and take corrective action. With over 30 years of experience scaling tech businesses, Julian is committed to enhancing the ethical and commercial management of supply chains. Learn more at robobuy.com.
How an ethical AI company is making waves in the industry. RoboBAI, a global fintech company, is leveraging AI technology to help organizations transform supply chains ethically. CEO Julian Harris emphasizes the company's potential to drive genuine change by increasing transparency and visibility of supply chains. RoboBAI aims to help organizations shift their spend towards more ethical and sustainable suppliers, creating a positive impact on environments and communities worldwide. By leveraging AI technology, the company provides 360-degree visibility of supply chain spend to drive efficiencies and reduce waste. RoboAI's commitment includes working with NFPs to support ethical supply chain visibility and developing new ESG initiatives. Julian Harris, CEO and founder, brings over 30 years of experience in scaling tech businesses and a deep commitment to sustainable development. Learn more at robobuy.com.
Salary versus dividend, tax planning post-2024 federal budget. For CCPCs looking to maximize savings and reduce tax burden post-2024 federal budget changes, chartered professional accountants at Mew & Company suggest that payroll may be the better remuneration method over dividends. Despite higher CPP premiums, The tax structure now favors payroll due to increased tax rates on dividends. Investing in RRSPs versus CCPCs or holdcos is a complex decision, with RRSP withdrawals fully taxable while unregistered account gains are 50% taxable. The April 2024 budget proposes a 66.67% inclusion rate for capital gains in a CCPC, potentially increasing further. This may make investing in RRSPs more favorable. Vancouver Tax Planning Services at Mew & Company can provide expert guidance on navigating these tax changes. Call 604-688-9198 to work with experienced chartered professional accountants who specialize in serving corporate clients in various industries.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.